something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. Hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day. I hope you had the Valentine's Day you needed to have.
Where'd you hear that?
I just took a spin off of your saying.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
Have the day you need to have. So Kat is here and we're going to get into some more questions from y'all. But before we do, the quote of the day is from Charlemagne the God on Instagram. And that's his radio name too. He works for a hip hop station based out of New York. He works for iHeartRadio. I've known him for years. I used to see him a lot more because we used to work out of the New York studio way more than we do. Like when we were traveling there and I would literally see him on my way in and see him on my way out, but would always see him in Vegas for our iHeart Festival. But he is just very smart, knowledgeable on healing and therapy and just drops so much wisdom all the time on like, you do not have to be the person that you used to be and you can work towards being who you want to be. Like he's just this big
inspiration
to so many people, especially, you know, as he would say in the Black community where from the South, mm-hmm. I think he's from South Carolina maybe, but that there's shame in therapy, even just being a man, like you don't get therapy. And now he's just so pro it and helping so many people. But he put up a post the other day, and that is going to be my quote. And he just straight up said, delete the old version of me in your head. It expired. Mm-hmm. And I love that so much.
Mm-hmm. I would love to send that to a lot of people.
You would?
Yeah. I get a little wrapped up. I don't know if I've talked about it on here. Oh, I talked about it on Lisa's podcast when she interviewed me for Truth Is Life about the version of me I was in high school and that I feel like sometimes when I'm around people from that time of my life, they still view me the same. And I want to be like, can you just delete that? We're new. We've done a lot of transformation. And maybe I'll send that to my high school friend group.
I'm sure they'd be like, okay.
They'd be like, this seems weird.
That quote might not even be for other people. It might need to be something you remind yourself of like.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. That's how I saw it. Time was for me. I know that, sure, yeah. For other people, I'm sure that's what he was intending for it. Because I think his comment under it was, energy I'm on this morning was that quote. Because he does have an old version of him that he is evolving. That's why I did a little little bio of him in the beginning, like setting up that like he was not this person that he is today, and he was on air and he was vocal in another way. So then now that he's on air and vocal in another way, he gets hate. And so it's like, no, I'm working on myself.
I'm sure you get that too, though.
Yes.
Because you've changed. I mean, I've seen you change even in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Some people want you to actually remain the same.
Yeah.
Because that's better for them.
It works for them.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you have the new version of you, which hopefully is the healthier version. What's the word I'm looking for? The truer version of you.
Authentic.
More authentic, like the you that is the best for you. But that quote, when I first read it, I was like, oh, that's what I need to tell myself. It's like, delete the old version of me that even sometimes loops for me of like, oh, I'm not that person anymore. Mm-hmm. So there's today's quote.
Love it.
On Instagram, he is C the God, which is THAGOD. And his name is Leonard. So. I know.
I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah. He also put up another one now that I'm on his Instagram. I'm just looking at it. And he said, we have to accept that some people are blanked up and it's not our job to heal them.
I reposted that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I reposted on You Need Therapy. I did give him credit.
Now because, that one, you can't apply that to yourself because it actually is your job to heal.
But I love that. I thought that was great. Mm-hmm. That's when you sent me that quote. I was like, this person's amazing.
Yeah, no, he's
I'm now a follower.
Having conversations with him, sometimes he's so inviting that it's not intimidating, but he is so smart mm-hmm. that if I think about it too much, I kind of freeze when I'm talking to him because he reads all the time and he retains all the information.
I don't have that superpower.
Which is such an amazing gift. And then, you know, he uses it to help others and drop knowledge on people. And so thank you, Leonard. Shout out. Okay, now I want to get to an email that I got from Sage. She said, hi, I never send emails, but I died laughing at the rapid fire Q&A episode. It was so fun hearing Kat try to redirect you to answer the word of the year question. Love your podcast. Love the Bobby Bone Show. Love the Shop Forward. Your friend, Sage White. So thank you, Sage, mm-hmm. for the email. That means even more when someone sends a note and they literally never email. Because to take the time, I don't really email things that I listen to ever.
Well, you know what I think is really nice about that? And we've been talking about this, is that she didn't need to send that email. She didn't need to. She wasn't asking us to like fix something or change something. She just wanted to give us a compliment. I want to be one of those people. Why don't I do that more, Catherine? I got to figure it out. I got a text message from somebody last week. I don't know if I told you about it. It was about the complimenting the audio of UD Therapy. And I was like, I don't think this person knows how much that made my day. And it was so simple for her.
And that probably makes Houston's day because
Shout out Houston.
He's our editor. And that is something where he'd be like, really? Someone commented on that? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And so, taking the time to just.
So thanks, Sage.
Reach out. It's really awesome. Not lost on us at all. That's how we feel, honestly, too, on the Bobby Bone Show. Like people picking up the phone and calling in. We have callers the whole show and not even everybody that calls are not going to get in. We have people that can leave voicemails, but the fact that people even take time out of their day to pick up the phone and call, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like it's cool. I called the Bobby Bone Show before I was on the show.
Wait,
ever
what?
On the show. I used to have an hour.
Wait, the show existed before?
2 years before me. They had a co-host Jill and a co-host Sarah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did. I just.
No, you didn't. It was in Austin only.
Okay.
And it was 2004 and 2005. And I was working my sales job and I had a long commute to work. And so I listened to the show and I hadn't even met Bobby yet. I met him later, but they were doing a segment of like the best places to eat outdoors in Austin because it was exclusive to Austin. Now we're in a lot of different markets, so we can't do stuff that's specific to one town as much. But we had just gotten a new Whole Foods in downtown Austin. And they had a rooftop area where you could eat. And my friend Heather and I were obsessed with eating up there. And I was like, you know what? People may not know about the rooftop above Whole Foods. And it's awesome. So I call and I get through. And I was so nervous.
Did you freak out?
Yes. I was like, oh. So he said, hey, you know, I don't know. Amy's on the line. Where do you eat outside? And I was like, Whole Foods, brand new. you can grocery shop, but then go to like the Whole Foods bar and go up to the rooftop, and it's amazing. And you're downtown, and yeah.
And you thought that was going to be your 15 minutes of fame, and
well, no, I mean, I hung up, and then, but I went to work, and I went inside, and I was like, I was just on the Bobby Brown show, and all of my coworkers looked at me like, what show? Like, it wasn't popular. It wasn't big?
Wait, okay. Can I ask you a question then? Because somebody asked me this a couple weeks ago. I forgot. Somebody asked if you met Bobby at Culver's, if that is true, and that's how you got on the show.
Yes. So
but you knew who he was?
Yes, because I was a member of the Kiss Club.
What is the Kiss Club? Is that the Bobby Bones Show fan club?
No. The Bobby Bones Show was originally on 96.7 Kiss FM in Austin. It was the pop station, so top 40. So we played Katy Perry, Justin Bieber. Yeah. I don't even know.
Justin Bieber was
Owl
not.
City.
Owl City.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Rihanna, Under My Umbrella.
Congratulations, Rihanna.
Ella. I'm trying to think of all the songs that were popular back there. Smack That. All on the phone. Like, we used to play all the jams, you know? Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles.
Do you miss that music?
Nowhere. But tonight you look... Well, we talked way more then than we do now. Now we have to play more songs in country, but the songs we played were minimal. But if I listened to the pop station all day, I got annoyed with the songs because they play so much. But honestly, I would mostly listen to the country station. I would listen to Case 101. Oh. So when we switched to country, it was a natural transition
for you,
for us. Like everybody on the show, actually. I mean, Bobby loved country. I love country. So it was fine when they wanted to make us like a syndicated country show and move. But we did meet at a Culver's. My friend Andrea, her parents own the Culver's in North Austin. And I only went by there to see her. I wasn't eating or anything. But I look over and he was sitting in a booth by himself. And so I said, Andrea, I think that's Bobby Bones. And she also was like, who? And that's when I said, well, I only knew what he looked like because I had signed up for the Kids Club because you could get tickets to things, you would get email notifications, You could early access to stuff. I didn't ever go do anything. I didn't go to concerts, so I don't know why that was important to me. But I knew what they, because this is before Facebook, Instagram, anything. I mean, I think we had Facebook, but it was just with your college friends. So it wasn't even a
like
widely
pages
used.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, like the Bobby Bones didn't have a Facebook page. Yeah. So there definitely wasn't Twitter or Instagram, which is the main way that we see people now.
Well, I was going to say, I remember when I listened to the Bobby Bones Show, I remember specifically being like, I don't know what these people look like, and wanting to put like a voice with it, imagining what they look like. That's how it used to be. But now everybody knows. It's so weird.
Well, so I only knew because the website. And then I went over and I just said hi to him. And I said, are you Bobby Bones? And then Andrea gave me ice cream coupons because, again, it's her place. And then I said, here's my ice cream. Like, I listen to the show every day. I was thankful for the show because my favorite person was his co-host, Jill. I really liked her a lot and thought they were entertaining. And I was one of those people with a long commute to work. It was my thing. Like, I got in the car. We did the Friday morning dance party. We still do the Friday morning dance party now. And I remember loving that. And it's just a staple that we still have. And it's so fun.
Were you like, one time I called in and I told you about Whole Foods? He's like, I don't remember.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know who you are. You're crazy. But we ended up, we were both doing the same triathlon, and it was the CapTex tri, and had other mutual friends. Anyway, there's this whole thing. So that's
so
that
whoever
story
asked me that show question, I don't even know who asked me. There's your answer.
But it's truth. Yeah, Culver's, shout out. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions, and this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right. It's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. I often tell my friend Andrew, who's my best friend from high school, actually just talked to her for like an hour today, still one of my best friends. And, you know, we joke. I'm like, what am I trying to say? Okay, Kat, Houston says don't cut that out. But
you just said that backwards.
Okay, what?
You said, Kat, Houston says don't cut that out.
Oh, sorry. Houston, Kat says leave all this in there for the people.
Behind the scenes.
This is more raw. But I would not have the Bobby Bone Show unless I would have met Bobby later in some other way. But if it wasn't for Andrea saying, hey, meet me at Culver's that day, I would not be on the show.
Yes.
Because where else would I have ever met him and got to know him? And then
maybe at the Whole Foods.
He didn't live downtown. He lived way south. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think they probably thought that was lame because they were not downtown people. They lived south and they were probably like, okay, yeah, Whole Foods downtown. Blah. Next. But I worked out at a gym downtown, Pier Austin, where that's where I even got into triathlons. And I had a trainer there who was awesome, but had a lot of disordered behaviors. And I remember she asked what I had for breakfast that day. And I said, I had cereal. And she looked at me. I'm not joking. She looked at me, was shocked. And she goes, you eat cereal? And I think that's when I probably quit eating cereal.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't, I eat cereal now, but for years, then cereal was like suddenly this guilty thing that I wasn't allowed to have. So, yeah.
Shout out.
Good times. She really was nice. She meant well, but she was a trainer.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't. Yeah. She's more like thinking of body composition, building muscle, being lean, staying strong. And like, she probably would rather me have like, I don't know, a protein shake or eggs or something, but I get it. That was her job. But that was when my fear of cereal started. But thankfully, guess what I bought last week?
Cereal.
A box of cereal.
What kind?
What up? This like golden turmeric. It's like Nature's Path is the brand. I think it's so yummy.
I don't like turmeric.
You don't really taste the turmeric, but it's got a little kick. It's got flakes of coconut in it, which I don't love either. But
something like
about the combo of this golden turmeric cereal I love with vanilla, unsweetened vanilla almond milk.
I have a question.
So good. What?
What's your favorite cereal that you remember having as a kid? And what's your favorite cereal now?
Okay. My favorite cereal is a chick.
You were going to say child and then you were going to say kid.
My favorite cereal from my childhood is Lucky Charms. And I like eating a combo on the spoon. I need it to have a mixture of the marshmallow and the grain cereal. Mm-hmm. Like Bobby, speaking of the Bobby Bone Show, since we're talking about him.
Tell me he eats them separately.
Well, he has this theory of like he needs to earn the marshmallows. So he eats all of the whole grain ones. And then at the end gets to enjoy all the marshmallows. And so I just wanted to be clear that I like a nice ratio.
A sane person.
Right.
You don't have to earn your marshmallows, guys. Bobby, you don't have to earn your marshmallows.
Well, some people may operate that way.
They
might like it that way. Some people may just not even eat the grainy ones and just eat the marshmallows.
I was going to say, some people probably do just pick the marshmallows out. Those marshmallows in Lucky Charms are a different kind of marshmallow.
They sell actually just boxes of the marshmallows. You can order them online. In case you know somebody that really loves those, you could get them as a gift.
There's never enough in my bowl.
Yeah, so you could just keep a stash to add extra.
Yes.
And so my favorite adult cereal, I don't know, I guess I'll say that golden turmeric coconut.
That's your favorite?
Well, it's what I have right now. That's the cereal I'm eating right now. So as an adult, what is my favorite? Probably still Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't have any in my pantry right now. Well, what's yours?
So Lucky Charms is really there, as well as like Captain Crunch, but also Captain Crunch makes that weird, because it puts the film on your.
Yeah.
So that's definitely not my favorite now, but what I also loved was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's good.
Like, so good.
This might be lame, but I also liked Life as a kid.
Oh my gosh, Life was so good. And okay, I have two more. I really like cereal. I really, as a child and as an adult, this is probably my favorite cereal, the one I eat the most often. Honey Bunches of Oats.
Ooh, good.
Obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And they make just bunches. So good. It's nice to get the Honey Bunch of Oats and then a box of just bunches to put some extra bunches in the Honey Bunch of Oats.
Ooh.
And then they don't make this anymore, but when we were little, we used to always have Rice Krispie Treats. It was a cereal, Rice Krispie Treats. It wasn't just the normal Rice Krispies. They don't make it anymore. It was like clumps of like sugary Rice Krispies.
Oh.
You're looking at me like.
That just doesn't seem good to me.
Oh, it's so good.
But I'm sure it is. It was delicious. I love Rice Krispie Treats.
It's R.I.P. It's
just
gone.
Straight up. Yep. Like if you make them.
Oh, I had a couple of them last night.
Yeah. And so what's your favorite as an adult?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay. Did you say
extra
that?
Extra bunches. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that as like a kid.
I eat it the most often now.
Okay. Got it. Since we're talking about food and cereal and old ways versus having cereal back in my life, it just made me think of something I wanted to pull up. And since it's four things, I feel like it's fitting. The Wellful posted four reasons you might feel out of control around food. And I know not everybody listening may struggle with food in any way, shape, or form. And I normally reserve this talk now for Outweigh, although it's a part of my life. So it does creep into either the fifth thing or four things. But I feel led to share this here. So I'm going to do it. Four reasons, again, you might feel out of control around food. One, you're not giving yourself enough to eat. Two, you have black and white labels around food, like good, bad, guilty. Three, you don't keep fun foods or certain foods in the house. Dang, I should go get some Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. Four, you beat yourself up after eating and say, I'll make up for it tomorrow. That's a really good follow for those of you. I think that one of the best parts or the most helpful parts of my recovery, because I know Instagram gets hate, even from me sometimes. Like, I have to just shut down social media, and I'm like, I don't even want to be on it right now.
I went on a nice little rant on my stories a couple of days ago.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Instagram can be good. It can be bad.
It's both and.
Yes. But one of the great things that has come from this great online invention is for my recovery, my eating disorder recovery, the accounts that I follow, which you and Lisa's accounts, like y'all's are big parts of that. But then the Wellful, Jennifer Rowland, there's so many others that I could rattle off. But that said, Outway, every Saturday we have a new episode. Lisa and I keep them like 20, 30 minutes, just your like weekly dose of encouragement that you need to like keep going. Or even if you're just starting the process or you're well into recovery or you don't even know like if you may have anything going on with yourself or maybe you have a friend or a loved one, you can listen to it to just be more informed on how you can come alongside and support them. So I know we were supposed to get to some questions. This is our second week in a row. Just talking. I cannot believe this. Okay, let's do the rapid fire ones. I'll answer as quickly as possible. They were submitted from the rapid fire Q&A. I was going to also share some emails from the fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. If y'all send me emails there, would love to hear from you. We'll get to those. Again, what's our motto? 52 weeks in a year. But we have some leftover questions from the rapid fire Q&A from a few weeks ago, which is what Sage sent us a note about. Remember?
Full circle.
Remember Sage when we were talking about her?
That email was supposed to lead us into what we're just now getting to.
It was supposed to lead us into some rapid fire and then also some other emails, but now we're just going to get to the rapid fire.
Love it.
A friend was over for dinner the other day and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right. If you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Do you need to take a deep breath?
No.
Because this is one of the most challenging things, I think, for you.
I know, but I'm not answering yes or no, but I'm just going to answer quickly.
Quickly. Okay.
Rapidly.
Okay. Does your house bring you joy now, or are you still thinking of moving?
It brings me so much more joy. Long story short, I was thinking about moving in 2021 after my dad died because he had moved in with us for like a day and then ended up falling and had to call an ambulance, and then he ended up on life support. And also some other things went down in my house that were kind of just the energy was bad. It was just felt toxic here. I had just moved in though in 2020 and I thought, I am going to have to sell my house and move. In my house, the aesthetic was very neutral, black, white, tan, which I loved. I brought that over from my other house into this house, and I thought it fit the vibe well enough. But then all of a sudden, I was like, no, I want to come home to more color. I want to come home to more joy. And I've done simple things like here and there, like adding fun colored chairs and fun colored rugs. One of the biggest changes that I did was I painted my living room Sherwin-Williams Retreat green. It's called Retreat. It is my most favorite addition to the house.
Yeah.
That green living room is now a retreat. It's called Retreat, but it's like I retreat to my living room. Yeah. So shout out to my sister and my friend Kaya Hillis, because they both helped me vamp up the house a little bit to add the joy. I'm still not done, but I'm just taking it in phases. But now I feel more comfortable. The vibe is getting there. Also, I think I've just done a lot of work mentally, but I step into my home now and it brings me joy. So I'm not moving yet. Never say never. But I'm not moving.
At this moment. Okay. Next. I would love to hear more about you feeling led to have a baby in your life in some capacity.
I think this is referring to the Bobby Bone Show where we had to share a song that like represents us, and I decided to play Ace of Base. All that she wants is another baby. Because I do. I carry my cat around like a baby, and I'm like—
The shirt, the sweatshirt you got.
Yeah, that. Yeah. And I just bounce it. Yeah. I carry it, and I'm like, anytime I'm doing it, I think— I never got to experience this. I wasn't able to get pregnant, didn't have a baby. I did adopt children, but they were older. For so long, I'm like, well, that's fine. I didn't have to have that. But something about this cat is giving me all those feels. So either I just keep
bouncing
the cat, which is fine. Both my children, Sashira mostly, they want me to like have a baby or adopt a baby. They want a baby.
Do they want a baby brother or a baby sister? They care.
They don't say specifically. They would they bring up me having a baby.
She will be such a good sister.
She's great with babies.
She would help too, but Sashira looks like, she just seems like she would just like, she would also be bouncing around with a baby.
Yeah. She's great with babies. She helped take care of a lot of the babies at the orphanage in Haiti. Like, she's really great with babies. She may even help one of my friends, Keaton, with her baby this summer. Like, she's got a baby, but she's pregnant with another baby, so she's gonna need a little extra help. And I think that's going to be one of Sashira's summer jobs. And I'm like, amazing. Yeah. I don't really think I'm going to have a baby, but it's been on my brain more. Anyway, it's just one of those things. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with it. But for now, it's
my cat.
We'll
keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. And also want to add that Ace of Base was my first CD.
Oh, nice.
Still have it. Okay, next. What's your favorite thing about the Bobby Bones Show?
It's fun. Like, my favorite thing is that it's fun. We're having a lot more fun lately. I think we've gone through ruts where it's like, why are we not having fun? But when you've been doing something for
but your job
15,
is fun.
16 yeah. years, it's like you're bound to have some seasons Lulls. Where it's, yeah, it's like, what are we doing? But at the end of the day, it's not lost on me that I get to go to work and I'm paid to play games and like spin wheels and do easy trivia and shocker trivia and like tell stories and work with people that are funny and listen to Lunchbox's prank calls. And we were doing that when we were 20 something and here we are 40 something. We're still getting to do it. So I'm just trying to lean into the fact and embrace the fact that like I have a fun job and it's fun. Yeah. I did sales before it in my early 20s. And while it was enjoyable and I liked my job, I wouldn't call it like necessarily fun. And I love that we just get to share life with people. Yeah. Because, yeah, I listened to the show when I was had a sales job and I laughed and I was invested in their lives. And
it's cool you've been
to do
on the
that.
Other side of it. Mm,
I've been on the other side. And so I know what that connection looks like and what it was for me and now what it can be for our listeners. And it's fun. And sometimes we forget. I'm like, is anybody even listening? And then we get a phone call and people are listening. And so it's fun.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. This is the last one.
Okay.
What have you learned about yourself in the last 2 years? Since you've met me, because you met me 2 years ago.
I've learned that therapy is cool. If you listen to last week's episode, yeah.
Oh, you're just bringing means. Back my current yeah. trauma right now.
And that we need to have the day yeah. that we need to have.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, honestly, that's my recovery from my eating disorder. Mm-hmm. So I guess I've learned that like things
about
that,
yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things that I didn't think were possible are actually possible. Or that I'm the only one that's feeling or thinking this way. And I've learned I'm not. Especially,
you're not alone. Yeah.
I'm not alone. I've learned that I'm not alone in a lot of different things, but especially in that realm of like, without getting into the too deep, the weeds, but of my eating disorder. But I started when I was a teenager, binging, purging, but then stopped as an adult from like 20 or maybe even 18, 19, I don't know, to 33, 34, 35, whenever my mom died, it came back. And so I still had disordered behavior in that time frame. I didn't recognize, I saw it as health because I worked out twice a day. Mm. I restricted, but I was healthy, but I wasn't purging. So I thought,
I don't have an eating disorder.
I don't have any, but I was purging away at the gym. Mm-hmm. Like you can purge through that working out, yeah. but I wasn't like physically like making myself get rid of anything. So I just thought, I am so messed up. And I'm the only person like this. Like, especially if I was in a bad week, it was a bad week where it was just a lot. And I actually look back at pictures where I thought I looked pretty healthy, even just from 2 to 3 years ago. And it takes time, I think, for your face to kind of calm down from that. But let's see, my mom died in 2014 and that's when it started back. So from 2014 to 2019, that's a lot. And I look at my face, I didn't notice it at the time, mm-hmm. but something, you know, how the memories pop up on your phone
yeah, those can
and
be
there
great
was a photo
really hard. Yeah.
But for me, it was good because
eye-opening.
Yeah. It was eye-opening because it was a picture of me and my dad actually at one of his, I took it at the doctor's office where he was getting like chemo for the first time. And I just remember it being a really special picture to me. Obviously it was me and my dad, but I just remember feeling confident about the picture. There was no filter, but I mean, I didn't have on like that much makeup. I had on like a headband and it's just me and my dad. I don't even know if it was ever posted anywhere, but it popped up on my phone. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I mean, and I was working out. I felt like I was taking care of myself. It wasn't every day, mm-hmm. but maybe even once a month, I was still having an episode. Mm-hmm. And I could just see the heaviness in my face, not literal heaviness, but the weight of the, again, not
the weight of
weight,
the eating disorder,
but
like
the weight,
yeah.
the trauma
emotional, yeah.
that I was causing to my body. And it's visible in my eyes. It's visible in my face.
I'm so glad you're saying that because that's one thing that I struggle with as a therapist with clients who are like in the depths of their disorder. They cannot see it, but me outside of it, I can. And I think that to trust the people around you that you are like enlisting like help from, because I'm not going to lie to you. And sometimes it's really hard when you're in it to actually see reality because your brain isn't fully working.
Oh, see, again, I'm going to go back to that. Like yeah. I remember that day. I remember that photo and I remember feeling like I looks good. And no, I don't look like I'm sick. I look fine. Mm-hmm. And looking back on it now, I see a sick person.
Yeah.
It's probably the best way to define it.
Yeah.
Because my face looked swollen like that because I was sick. Mm-hmm. Is that a bad way to describe it?
Okay. No. Are you talking about...
I'm saying that about myself.
Yeah, but...
I don't want to call other people... I'm not trying to label other people sick if you're doing that. But for me... What do you mean?
Well, because are you talking about... Because you're talking about purging.
Yes.
Your face has a physical reaction.
Yes,
to
I'm talking about my face being
purging.
Puffy
so
for
that's not,
5 years of
yeah,
purging.
That's not a bad thing to say. I think that that is a...
But in the moment, here's what I'm... Here, let me put a bow because on what you're saying and I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you were my therapist then, I would have come to you and if you would have said, Amy, are you purging? I would have lied to you and I would have said, no, I'm not purging. I'm actually feeling great.
And I look great.
And I look great. But you would have, as an expert, been able to look at my face and known that I was purging. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying about...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yes, both. I think that your brain isn't working, so sometimes you see things differently. And your eating disorder tries to convince you of certain things. And then also, yeah, I can see when people are lying to me a lot of times because there is your body responds physically.
Yeah.
So you learned what? Rapid fire.
Well, let me see here. I learned that we can never just keep it to 20, 30 minutes. That's what I learned. And if anybody is still listening right now, let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. And I know we had even, those are just the rapid fire questions we pulled. Like we still haven't even gotten through. There was more that I saved in my phone from that Instagram thing I put up several weeks ago. Eventually we'll get to it. Cause you know, what do we say?
There's 52 weeks in a year.
That's right. Okay. Hope you all have a great week. See you on Thursday for 4 things. Follow Kat on Instagram at kat.defatta, DEFATTA.
Nailed it.
Beautiful.
And then on Instagram, I'm Radio Amy. You can find me there. If you want to send us emails, 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Let us know, too. We're going to be doing a live tour eventually. iHeartRadio is the company that I work for, and they approached me about doing something, but they already have some cities in mind, and I'm kind of honestly just letting them handle the logistics and the booking and the venue and everything, so I don't have to... Mm-hmm. to have anything to do with that because that part is time consuming and the tickets. And I just kind of want to show up and obviously prepare the content, but just do my thing. Let me know what city you're in and if you would like it there and I'll try to like match some stuff up. But also just want to say before you go, I've been using my 4 Things gratitude journal. We've had that for a few years now. We've had 2 different versions in our latest version. I've just gone through different seasons where I'm really consistent with it and then not, but I'm in the groove right now and it's feeling good. And if you're looking for a little journal to help kickstart gratitude, or if that seems overwhelming, like the whole process of journaling, we designed it to be not intimidating at all. Like you can write down, you know, 1 word for each thing, or you can do paragraphs, or we even included fun stickers in the back. So you could just do a sticker for the days that you don't have words. So 4things.com to see all the 4 Things items. And that's where you'll find the journal as well. So yeah, Kat, any closing thoughts?
Therapy is cool.
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 Cool, cool.
Cool.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Houston, for all your hard work. Everybody, shout out Houston. Boop, boop. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.